Hi, this is Megan.
And this is Rachel.
And this is your Daily Dish. We're going to be talking about our new show, Timber Creek Lodge, Vanderpump Rules, huge, heavy episode.
Huge episode.
And then we have an update on Kenya's relationship with Matt.
After that literally maybe one of the craziest moments I've ever seen on the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, so let's just go right into it.
So, Timber Creek Lodge, we're in the second episode. It's the end of this bachelor party. And what I want to focus on is just Jenna, because she's slowly becoming maybe my favorite on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She talks in third person, which right. I love. We find out that she was a Fulbright scholar, and she's actually, like, a genius. She's just, like, an enigma, not wrapped in cash.
In toilet cleaner.
But then also, so she's starting to hook up with Mark, and they're, like, in bed. Well, this is one of the reasons I love the show, too. There's, like, night vision shots.
Ah,
And they're, like, in bed together, and he's like, oh, my God, I love your hamstrings, which I never thought would
be.
Yeah, a thing that I would.
Now I'm feeling bad because I realize a guy has never complimented me on my hamstrings.
I've also never been complimented on my hamstrings, and now I'm like, do I need to work on my hamstrings? I didn't think about
it.
It's
time for a hammy workout.
So, yeah, and then Katie, the, like, head manager, leaves this week, leaving the crew kind of in the lurch.
I bet I know someone who's happy about that.
Jamie.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens next week as there's, you know, no captain to this ship.
All right. So Vanderpump Rules, we definitely start light and then it sort of gets a little heavy as the episode goes on. But so we'll start with the little stuff first because why not?
Right. Ariana has this cocktail book coming up.
Right.
And she has a whole photo shoot around it and she's super pumped, pardon the pun.
Yeah.
But someone else that's really pumped, Tom Sandy.
Can I tell you, though, like Tom and the rest of the people, I was kind of confused that she wanted to do a cocktail book.
She always seemed like the most serious bartender to me, though. Like,
right.
I feel like Jax is like, I'm here for the free drinks. Yeah, I can make a screwdriver, you know?
Uh-huh.
But she always seemed like she knew what she was doing and was serious about the craft. So it was surprising to me that Tom was like, everyone who knows me knows I'm all about the craft of cocktails. And like, are you? I thought you were in this band. So they kind of butt heads this week, and Ariana uses one of my favorite terms, which is Bitter Betty.
And then Ariana says,
don't f***ing roll your eyes, you little f***ing bitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, oh. I loved that she was just like not taking his whole shtick, because I feel like he gets away with it a lot.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, Ariana, you stand up to your man.
And then also in the realm of relationships and things not going great is Lala broke up with her mystery man.
Yeah. Just had asked Ariana and Tom to go to a football game with him.
Which I was like, oh, so he's a football player? Yeah.
And they broke up.
And we don't really know why.
What?
She said he broke up with her and that all of the stress of dealing with the other server girls, she was taking it out on him. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so we'll see how that pans out.
It's not really fair to break up with him before
revealing to us who you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
But really everyone sort of forgot their relationship woes in light of the Orlando shooting, which happened right before.
Like the morning of LA Pride.
Right. And the servers were supposed to gather, as they always do, and ride on a float for the parade.
Right, and work in skimpy outfits and just celebrate.
Yeah.
And obviously, because of the incident, the mood was somber. A lot of the servers weren't, you know, were wavering on whether or not they should go in light of the shootings, worried for their safety, but also just being so sad and not sure if this is the appropriate thing to be doing. It was a lot of mixed emotions.
Yeah, and I appreciated Lisa Vanderpump telling Katie that there is no one way to feel about a situation like this. And she says, I won't think any less of you if you decide that you just need to stay home and can't be here today.
Right, but I also love that Lisa Vanderpump was like, you know what? I'm getting on that bus and I'm going to celebrate and I'm not going to let, you know, these people win. And then when she was like kind of tearing up as she was waving to the people on the street and then her whole speech.
She shed a lot of tears this episode and it was very.
We already know that this is like such an important cause to her. It really showed how much the community is her, like she feels a part of and cares about.
Yeah. So another interesting thing that happened on this episode is we meet Stassi's twin friends.
Lauren and Ashley Workus from Bravo's new show, Summer House, which you guys, we have seen a little bit of. And we are so freaking excited. It is so good. You're going to it's like as if the Vanderpump Rules cast were permanently on vacation.
And I guess we're going to see some of them there.
Yeah,
because Stassi is planning her birthday trip to Montauk with the girls. Nobody loves a birthday and like Stassi.
Why are you here for my f***ing birthday?
Max, is this your birthday or is it my birthday?
You're coming to my birthday dinner and this is how you treated me.
Knowing Stassi's birthday, as we do know Stassi's birthday, this is sure to be quite the weekend in Montauk, I think.
I agree.
But yeah, check out the Super Tease for Summer House because it's going to be amazing.
So we have an update on Kenya. You know, this past Sunday's episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta is certainly getting a lot of attention from fans. We saw that epic fight between Kenya and her boyfriend, Matt. So she took to Instagram to give us a little update. So Kenya wrote on Instagram about the fight. No one will ever be able to lie on me again to save their own ass. Once you see it for yourself, the truth is the only story. I have been the most honest and raw this season than I have ever been. There is never an excuse for violence. Who is she referring to?
Oh, I think it's Matt.
Okay. Like, I just didn't know if there was, like, if he had been saying something about her.
I think that maybe even more things have happened that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
And that's what she's had to cover up, or he's covering up, or maybe he lied to her about something, his past.
Well, the Daily Dish caught up with Kenya last month to get a status update on where they are. And she said, I think right now I can only just take it one step at a time. For me, a person has to prove himself over time. You can't say I've changed. You have to show me that you've changed. And the only way that you can do that is through time. So really ambiguous. I feel like maybe they're taking it slow or taking a break right now. So who knows what's really going on with those two, but I'm sure we'll find out. If not this season, then definitely at the reunion.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't wait for the reunion. Do you think Matt will come?
I don't know. It's too early to tell.
I know. And if you want to catch up on all those crazy moments, you can always watch full episodes on BravoTV.com and the Bravo Now app.
And you can always tweet us your thoughts at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.